Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
We're back again.
We are.
We made it. We're actually, like, you know, solidly doing an episode thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a few days after we wanted to, but, you know.
Right.
Sick kids, sick wives.
All the good stuff. Yeah, all the typical stuff, anyway.
I need to delete this live post of your face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we tried doing a Facebook Live video whilst and at the same time doing our podcast, but unfortunately the program isn't working, and now all you can see on the Facebook page is a big shot of me looking into my iPad trying to fish the whatever crap went into my eye out of it.
Yeah, it was not a good look for you.
I felt like it could have been better, but at least I was using the iPad, so it was blocking most of my face.
Yeah, but I mean, man, that eye was just all about there.
I know, right? My main concern, though, is my beard, my bed beard.
Yeah, Ben is combing his beard right now.
I am. I don't know if the mic's picking that up, but yeah, it's just at that awkward length where. So it's not long enough to get caught in anything.
Okay.
And it doesn't really catch food or anything yet either. But it's long enough to get bed beard. So I'll wake up in the morning and half of my beard is just, you know, going in every which direction. And I actually forgot to comb it before going to drop Emma off at daycare, so they probably thought I looked like, you know, like I had just rolled out of bed. But yeah, it is what it is.
Because you had just rolled out of bed?
Yeah, I actually had literally just rolled out of bed. It was one of those mornings where my alarms went off, and they just didn't wake me up, you know? So I ended up, I roll out of bed quick, change the kid, put the clothes on her, Carissa was getting the food ready and all that jazz, and then quick, take her to daycare, set her up with food, the good stuff.
Sounds like every day here.
Yeah.
It's wrestling two kids to get out of bed who are running around like crazy people, not wanting to listen.
Right.
And having to bribe them and lie about there being a monster or whatever is going to get them to sit down to put on their clothes.
That's extensive.
Yeah. And, right. For those of you who know, it's Thursday morning. It's 8:30 before we start work. Today is picture day for Sophia.
Nice.
At school. So we're got to make sure she's done up, you know, to look good for her pictures. And Sarah needs to also, at the same time, get out the door early enough to drop Maddie off because she's got to get out early because we have back to school night.
Right.
That starts at, like, 6, so she has to, like, haul ass to get home after picking up Maddie so we can be back at the school by 6 o'clock.
That's one of those days.
Yeah. I keep throwing pillows at my dog because he keeps licking his butt.
Well, you know.
I'm
sure he has to do the same thing to you every once in a while.
He can't throw pillows. He doesn't have opposable thumbs.
I see what you did there.
Now he's sitting underneath me, glaring up at me. Like, motherfucker, why are you throwing shit at me?
So, before we get into anything else, we need to give a shout out to our buddies at Life of Dad.
Yes, we do.
Who was it yesterday or was it 2 days ago?
2 days. It was on Tuesday.
Yeah. So on Tuesday, 2 days ago from today, they crossed 1 million likes on their Facebook page, which is a huge deal. It's pretty awesome. And there's not, you know, in this age of social media, it's interesting how you don't even have to explain it anymore. Like, you don't have to explain the Facebook process to tell somebody that it's a like an awesome achievement.
Yeah.
You can just say 1 million likes on Facebook and everybody knows. Everybody knows how awesome it is. So, congrats to those guys. Tommy Riles, Ryan Hamilton, Patrick Quinn, Art Eddy,
David Guest.
Oh, John?
Who did you forget?
Oh my god, I forgot his name.
Oh.
I feel terrible. There's one other guy.
Dan Lazar's.
Dan Lazar, yeah. Oh my gosh. I always forget. I'm sorry, Dan. I always forget your name.
He's not real active. Like, you know, but he's there.
Are you trying to say Dan Lazar isn't real?
He's no Jimmy McCall.
Yeah, he's no Jimmy McCall.
You know, so, you know, Life of Dad, you guys got 1 million likes on Facebook. We're trying to get 1,000.
Right.
You know?
So, you know, we're working up to it.
Yeah, pass some our way, guys.
They've been around a few years longer than us. Two.
Yeah.
And, you know, post regular content.
Actually, you know what's funny? Like when we started almost 3 years ago, holy shit.
Yeah.
Rolling on episode 97.
I know.
We had about 150.
We had a couple vacations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. I remember, like, they would share, like, our stuff regularly when we started.
Yeah.
And they're, like, on their Facebook page. And their Facebook page was, like, 3,000, 4,000.
Right.
Like, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I forget what they posted, but it was something that went crazy viral. I think it was something from Imgur, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And it just went, like, bananas.
Plus the Cheerio challenge a few months ago.
Yeah. I mean, that was awesome. I mean, that was just Patrick Quinn being an idiot.
Yeah.
Which is Patrick Quinn, and I love him. Just, like, stacking Cheerios on his baby because he was bored.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal. But, yeah. It's just they've grown crazy. Proud of you guys, and for your assistance in helping us grow.
Oh yeah,
the show, because you can actually find us there also.
Yeah, they have a whole Life of Dad podcast network.
Yeah, we're there.
That you can go check out. We're there, and you know, the Life of Dad podcasts are all there. It's pretty great. Nerds, Geeks, Dads. With Zach Rosenberg, Art Eddy. It's pretty great.
There are a couple nerds and geeks.
Oh, yeah.
Totally's.
Totes.
Totes.
Totes McGee.
Totes McGee-os. So what else is going on in the world? So you knew about this as it was happening.
Okay.
Had to take my wife to the ER on Saturday.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
For her privacy, but we thought she might have to get her gallbladder out.
Right.
You know, she hadn't been feeling well for like the last week after eating, so called the doctor, and the doctor's like, oh, we're not open again until Tuesday. Like, are you serious? You're not.
Nice.
It's Saturday morning, you say you have alternating Saturday hours, and then you don't take a Saturday appointment.
Right.
So that was not fun. For we had literally nothing planned for Saturday. It was just gonna be a chill day, and a weekend filled with a ton of other stuff.
Right.
And it was just like, well, guess we're going to the ER.
Well, I mean, you got to chill, but just, you know, in the ER.
Yeah. Well, she went back, and I'm sitting in the waiting room chasing Sophia and Maddie around.
Right.
Which, thank God, we went. There was no line. There was not a single person in front of us.
Like, huzzah! Slow day at the ER.
Yeah. So big ups, Brandywine Hospital, for being good and getting people through your ER.
Right.
Like, I saw numerous people come in after, and they just kind of got right back. So maybe they're not super busy.
Right.
I've never seen an emergency room like that.
The only time I've seen an emergency room like that, it was Phoenixville Hospital. It was like 2 a.m. on a Wednesday. And I can't even remember why we were there. It was before Emma was born. I think I was having like an anxiety attack or something like that, or I was having like some like hardcore asthma issues. But yeah, the whole place was just dead. I didn't even have to sit down to wait for the triage nurse or anything like that. I walk in. Dude's sitting at the table, sitting at the desk,
right.
And he's like, "All right, what's going on?" So I told him, and I filled out the paperwork. I was like, all right, well, should I go sit and wait? He's like, nah, it's cool. I'm just going to take you in. And he just stands up, grabs his keys, takes me through the door into the triage nurse office, starts plugging in information. Like, la-di-da, I'm going to pass out at any second. Thank you.
I'm trying to think of the last time we were at the ER was when we took Maddie as a baby because her breathing was messed up. We had to get, you know, the breathing machine. Well, I can't remember what it's called.
The nebulizer?
Yeah, the nebulizer.
Yeah.
She wasn't bronchitis, but it was, like, damn near close.
Yeah.
I think it was after, yeah, it was definitely after that when Sarah had to take me to the Reading Hospital the day after my sister got married.
Oh, yeah.
On the way home, because I had, like, a massive anxiety attack.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Like, walking in, like, getting rolled in.
Right.
In a wheelchair, and, like, my hands were, like, claw.
Yeah.
Like, crooked in. My fingers were, like, bent.
Right.
Like, can you fill out this paperwork? I'm like, my arms are shaking. My hand looks like a claw, and how am I supposed to sign a paper?
Right, yeah.
Like, so, yeah.
Yeah, I remember
from the ER.
Yeah. It was actually something that I wrote about way back when it happened. It was actually when Emma was a baby. And, you know, she had gotten snotty. It happens. But she was so snotty that she was coughing, like, all night long. Like, could not get to sleep. And we were like, alright, well, you know, this sort of thing happens the first night, and then the second night rolled around, the coughing got even worse. So we took her to the ER, and it was, like, one of the freakiest things I've ever seen with my child. They put some kind of fluid up in her nose.
Oh, yeah.
Like, up in her sinuses to basically water down all the snot so that they could suck it out, basically. And it worked amazingly. But the whole process of, okay, gotta hold your baby down, squirt this stuff up her nose. Okay, alright, whatever. You're the doctor.
Yeah, that's... taking your kids to the hospital is terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, I can't imagine... I'm sure we're gonna get to the point where we gotta take them while they're, you know, with a broken bone or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Where that's gonna suck. And you just keep combing your beard.
I do, yeah. It's like, I don't know, it's like a meditative thing at this point.
This just keeps happening.
You should feel it, though. It's mega soft.
Ben is combing his beard.
Yes,
I'm taking a video right now.
Oh, are you?
Before we record.
I was here
with my big blue ball. It's my microphone, my blue snowball.
Your blue snowball.
Yeah,
blue ball, snowball, all awkward sexual terms for balls. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I did enjoy it, like, when I bought it, and I took it out of the case. It's not connected to the tripod, like, the stand.
Right.
So it just says blue across the front, and it's a giant ball.
Right. It's pretty straightforward. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, let's make the giant blue ball jokes immediately.
I'll tell you what, blue microphones, though,
phenomenal,
are awesome. And I really, really want to go to their headquarters because they have just one big room full of all their microphones set up and, like, a ton of instruments and stuff like that. So you can just sit there and play around and record and all that jazz. Just have fun.
That's impressive.
I know. It is impressive.
It's certainly impressive. So we both wrote some posts this week.
Yeah. We're actually, like, kind of productive.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
You wrote about, which we... you had done the Batman slapping Robin before.
A while ago, yeah.
Yeah, about parents referring to their children in months when, like, they get to be, like, two and above.
Right.
I'm okay with it from 1 to 24 months.
Right.
Reason being, actually, it's really only 1 to 18, because that's where, when you go into, like, the pediatrician, you know they're getting certain shots at, like, certain months.
So
it's, like, easier to keep track like that. But still, I don't know why when we're talking to another person and they ask how old your kid is,
mm-hmm.
16 months. They're a year and a half.
Yeah,
they're
year. One. Say year. Year. Like, it's a, we have a delineation of time.
Yeah.
That equals that many months, but you don't have to. You don't have to say that.
They're 1 3/12.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, like, for aside from the specific reason of for doctor's visits and for what shots they need at what checkups,
right?
There's no reason. Yeah. Like, yeah, in the first year, it makes total sense.
Yeah, and even in my post, I give a pass to people who are in year two as well, because you just spent the whole first year referring to it in months.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's gonna be some crossover. I get it. You're not used to it yet, but and it only really bothers me when somebody says it to me and I'm having just like a curmudgeonly day. But it bothered me for like a whole day the other day, which is why I wrote about it. And I just want I guess I'm just hoping that I was just being grumpy and that there's a logical explanation for why some woman who uses the same daycare that we use, her kid is 3, and she said 36 months.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, hey, how's it going? Oh, you're in the room that my daughter's going to be in soon, as my daughter's 3. And she's like, yeah, he's 36 months. And so, like, a part of me was like, well, maybe she was just being cute, you know. And we have this packet that we have to fill out for her transfer, and it says on the front of it 36 months/3-year packet.
Yeah.
Right? So maybe she was just being silly or something, or it was fresh in her mind because she had filled out the packet or something. I don't know. I almost wanted to interview this woman just to ask her what she was thinking.
I mean, that's not a bad idea. Like, and Emma goes to a YMCA. Maddie goes to a YMCA.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. And it's for, like, for billing.
Right.
It has, like, the rates for, like, each age bracket, right? And the cheaper rate does not start until they hit 37 months. Why they wait for a month after they turn 3?
Right.
They're already in the next class.
Yeah.
You know, so why it doesn't just start on, like, their 3rd birthday? I don't know. But, yeah, so they have that delineation of in months. And I'm like, come on, guys. This is terrible. Yeah. And then we had all the people commenting, I'm 54 months. My kid's 105 months.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I hate you guys.
we hate love you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you for all your silly comments, and, you know, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I took on a bit of a different topic, which kind of plays off of what yours was about.
Okay.
Because yours is 100% judging other people. And I'm just now realizing this.
Right.
About, like, you know, the months versus years thing. And mine was, I made that stupid meme where it was, thou shalt not judge, unless it's another parent, then judge the shit out of them.
Right.
Which I was hoping would, the image itself would get more traction and pull people in to my post, which was about the opposite.
Right.
Kind of pointing out that we all judge the crap out of every other parent we come in contact with.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, like, I did shitty stuff this morning, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if someone was watching, they would be like, he is the worst dad ever, you know?
That man does not have a grip on things.
No. So it was just kind of a reminder, a little bit to myself, but also be like, hey, you know, step off. You know, cut people some slack. They deserve it. And, I mean, it stemmed from the poll I put up, which at the time I did not realize that you were part of the yes crowd. where I was silently judging you about a leash, because a friend of mine said, "Oh, I just got a leash for my 18-month-old."
Right. Yeah. We have to clarify some things on that. But go ahead.
Hers was it. She's like, her daughter's a runner, and like doesn't want to be held and like kicks and screams in the stroller. So it's like was kind of like, let's try this other option.
Right.
But what's funny is she's like, yeah, she's like, I like, if I saw someone with a leash, I was like, ha, you're terrible. And now she's just like, you know, she had just bought it and told me.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you know what? Let's see what the public has to say.
Yeah.
And yeah, part of the, one of the responses I put was only judgmental, where it was, yes, no, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But, you know, some of the comments back, like our friends at Life of Dad retweeted it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got some comments from folks that follow them, where it was, you know, people don't have a problem with like a kid being restrained in a stroller all day where they're like tied down. Yet you just put, you know, like tie a rope to their back with very little restriction.
Right.
And all of a sudden we're inhumane, which I had never thought of.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Still, I would not do it.
Well, another thing that I noticed about most of the people that I've met and that I've talked to who use a leash, for lack of a better term, is that it was really a last resort issue. Like, they had already tried, you know, moving from the bigger stroller to the umbrella stroller, to walking and trying to get them to hold their hand and all that jazz, but, you know, everything up to that point had not worked yet. So it's like, you know what, I kind of feel terrible about it, I'm probably going to get super judged, but I need to be able to have a handle on my kid, you know, so. But, you know, in the end, if you want to be realistic about it, yeah, that's a good point about having them, you know, up and walking around it on a leash versus strapped down in a stroller. But, stop playing with your blue ball. But, you know, it's one of those things that that harkens to the idea that everybody is starting to get used to, which is that as parents, we are doing the best that we possibly can to have a grip. Have a grip on everything, you know?
I barely have a grip on anything, so except for my microphone.
Yeah, yeah. You keep wiggling it around in your face. It's as if you enjoy having a blue ball.
Don't. Just
right up to your...
No, I got it.
It's right up to your noggin. Yeah.
I got it. I had to throw another pillow at my dog because he will not stop licking his ass and it is driving me nuts. And he's doing it right in front of me because he knows I hate
just
it.
Just to spite you.
Yes. He's like, you don't like it? He's like, screw you, buddy.
Oh, hey, man. Check this out.
Like, wait for it.
It's like one of those magic tricks, where the end of the trick is you end up flipping off your friends, you know.
Yeah.
It's one of those where you're like, oh hey, I'm just sitting here, being a dog. Nope. Oop. Licking my asshole.
And now you're combing your hair.
I know. I'm just all about the comb today.
Hair.
Yeah. Can't help it. Do my thing.
Yeah. Well, I have work very shortly.
Oh, yes. So, yeah. I should probably get to that, shouldn't I? Yeah.
short show because of the technical difficulties, which I'm going to...
I blame you.
Well, there is a way that I... To,
no, no.
Test broadcast.
No, you're shit. Like,
that only...
You're fired.
Where you can choose who views
I don't care.
And put myself.
I don't care. You're shit. You're fired. And he just dropped his blue ball. he just did a ball drop.
Yeah, it hurt so bad.
He's pulling a Jenny McCarthy. But anyway, real quick, before we go, two mentions? Oh, no, we already talked about Life of Dad. So, one mention, We have a new theme song.
We do.
Which is from a band of a friend of mine that technically no longer exists. So we've got a true rarity of a theme song going on. My buddy Court, who lives down in Virginia, he goes to college down there. Him and a bunch of his buddies, all musicians, they started a band while in college called Tall Simon. Get it? And they are currently working on their album, Fart Garfunkel. See what they did there? It's hilarious. But now they have all graduated college, and they each live on like opposite ends of the country, so they will no longer be playing any shows or making any more music or anything like that. So we got a rarity on our hands, and thanks to them for hooking us up.
There's always good band names in college.
Oh yeah,
I had friends of mine whose band was the Fat Handsome.
That sounds like a ska band that I would absolutely go see.
They weren't ska, but they were good. I liked them.
Yeah.
They opened up for OAR.
Oh, nice.
up in Lancaster.
Oh, gosh. OAR. That's so, like, 2004. Ugh.
I enjoy their old stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
anyway, also one other mention to the Pop Life.
Oh, yep.
Shop, who are once again going to be one of our sponsors. They got a football line of some dope tees and right. stickers and such.
Football season starts tonight.
Yes, it does.
Whoop whoop.
And apparently you're back on the Eagles bandwagon. Okay, thanks, bye.
You're hilarious. You know, I came up with a it's horrible, but it makes sense, way of describing my fanhood. Which is that the Eagles and I are married. Like the Eagles are my wife, but the Seahawks are like my side piece, you know? You know what I mean?
That is terrible.
Isn't that terrible? But it makes so much sense.
It does. Never say it again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I am going to say it again, plugging, on a new podcast that I have coming up, because, you know, I just can't help myself. With me and our good friend Greg Washington from Daddy Porter, we're going to be talking about NFL stuff. It's called the Deep Route Podcast. You can find it on Facebook, facebook.com/deeproute. No episodes up yet, but we're probably going to be recording the first one tomorrow. Fun stuff. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening and joining us for another fantastic week of podcasting goodness.
Yep.
And, you know, may your kids not throw tantrums and your coffee always be full.
All the coffee.
Yep. Every of the coffee.
So we will see you Sunday night.
Yep.
With our guest, Vic from thelastdad.com.
Booyah.
Okay.
All right.
Till then, peace.
Later.